弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Good evening, everyone.
感谢主恩典，我们能够一起来聚会，得到主的祝福。
We thank the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ for guiding us to gather here and to attend service together to receive blessing.
又是一周要结束。
We have come to the end of yet another work week.
我们感谢主看顾保守我们平安。
And we thank God for giving us protection and guidance.
现在奉主耶稣圣名来查考，主啊，你的名何其美。
So in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to study the topic of, Oh Lord, how excellent is your name.
请看诗篇第八篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 8.
诗篇第八篇。
Psalm chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神，我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
Verse 1, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens.
看第九节。
Let's jump to verse 9.
神，我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
这是我们今天读经的进度第八篇。
And this is our main topic, which is Psalm chapter 8, according to our reading schedule.
前面跟开头跟结束都是在强调主的名何其美。
And the first verse and the last verse all talk about how majestic or excellent is the name of the God.
然后在第一节的结束，他提到说，神将他的荣耀彰显在天。
End of verse 1, it says that God has set his glory above the heavens.
诗篇第八篇被称作弥赛亚的诗篇。
Psalms 8 is also known as the Messianic Psalm.
因为这一篇是跟主耶稣基督他的救恩十字架这个救赎有关系的。
Because it has to do with the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ as given through the cross.
这一篇在希伯来书里面论到我们的救主耶稣基督他是更美的。
In Hebrews, it echoes how wonderful and majestic is the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣传福音的时候，他亲自引用第八篇的经文来印证他的身份。
And in fact, Jesus testified to his own majesty during his preaching in the world by referring to Psalm chapter 8.
我们看第二节，你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立的能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
Verse 2, from the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger.
这一节经文在马太福音第二十一章主耶稣亲自说。
And Jesus refers to this verse in Matthew chapter 21.
请看马太福音第二十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 21.
Matthew
21.
我们之前读马太福音，读主耶稣他如何勇敢的进耶路撒冷城，预备要被钉十字架。
When we read Matthew, we read about how Jesus triumphantly entered the city of Jerusalem in preparation for his death on the cross.
第二十一章就是他进耶路撒冷的众人的欢呼。
And Matthew 21 records his triumphal entry into the city.
他进去之后，他洁净圣殿。
And when he went into the city, he approached the temple.
其实，在前面的第九节那里，众人就大声喊着说：“何善那！”归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上，何善那。
In Matthew 21, verse 9, the crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
当时候，当主耶稣进耶路撒冷，他说何城都惊动，说这是谁啊？
And so when Jesus went into the city, the whole city asked, Who is this?
那当时候，因为主他进城的这个整个过程都是在先知书里面预言的。
And of course, the manner in which Jesus entered Jerusalem was all prophesied about during the prophets in the Old Testament.
那进了，当众人这样欢呼，这个王来到我们当中了。
The people greeted the king that had arrived among them.
主耶稣进耶路撒冷，他不是去什么地方，他进到神的殿。
And once Jesus entered the city, he didn't go anywhere else, but he went straight to the temple.
他就把圣殿洁净。
And he cleansed the temple.
那当时候我们看第十五节。
Verse 15.
第十五节，祭司长和文士看见耶稣所行的奇事，又见小孩子在殿里喊着说：“何善那归于大卫的子孙！”就甚恼怒。
In verse 15, the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things Jesus did and the children shouting in the temple area, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant.
Hosanna 是欢呼赞美，就是本来是求救的意思，我们中文圣经特别注解说，后来就有称颂的意思，就是在赞美神。
Now, Hosanna initially was a Hebrew expression meaning save, but later became an exclamation of praise.
那当时候他们众人包括这些孩子们大声欢呼何塞纳。
Everyone was shouting Hosanna, including all the children.
然后这何塞纳归给谁？归给大卫的子孙。
What they say, Hosanna to the son of David.
那这个就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
To the Jesus of Nazareth.
那时候那个你看这些掌权的祭司长文士们很生气。
The chief priests and the teachers of the law saw this and they were enraged.
第十六节对他说，你这些人所说的你听见了吗？
And they asked Jesus, "Do you hear what these children are saying?"
主耶稣说：“是的，啊，听见了。”
And Jesus said, "Yes, I hear."
经上说，你从婴孩和吃奶的口中完全的赞美的话，你们没有念过吗？
He asked them, "Have you never read from the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise?"
好，第十七节，
Verse 17.
接下去就不跟他们讲什么了，于是就离开他们，出城到伯大尼去，在那里住宿了。
And 17, Jesus left them and went out of the city to Bethany where he spent the night.
就是说，其实主所引用的这句话，你从婴孩和吃奶口中完全的赞美，就是诗篇第八篇的。
So in verse 16, Jesus referred to Psalm chapter 8.
诗篇这个对文士法利赛人来说，这个太熟悉了。
To the chief priests and the teachers of the law, they were familiar with this verse.
他们当然读过啊。
Of course, they knew it.
可是他们不愿意承认耶稣基督，他就是这个大卫的子孙，他是要来掌权做王的弥赛亚。
But they refused to acknowledge that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of David.
那主耶稣就离开他们了。
So Jesus departed.
他们不愿意听从他们虽然读圣经，但他们不愿意相信，也不愿意去谦卑的去看到。一一应验在他们身上的救主，主耶稣就离开。
The chief priests, the teachers of the law, they knew how to read the Bible, but they refused to believe in Jesus, and so Jesus departed from them.
也就是说，不用再浪费时间了。
Jesus chose to waste no more time.
因为最后这一个星期很重要的。
Because this was his final week.
那我们就看到主引用第八篇的信息，这个所以这一篇跟耶稣被钉十字架的那个预言有关系。
So Psalms 8.Really, prophecies about Jesus dying on the cross.
在诗篇的经文里面是说，你从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立的能力。
In Psalms 8, it says that from the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise.
但是在马太福音是说完全的赞美。
And in Matthew, it says a little bit differently that you have ordained praise.
那在诗篇里面旧约里面，他是说。建立的能力。
In some translations, in Psalms 8, verse 2, it says, from the lips of children and infants, you have ordained strength.
然后，那这个能力呢，让仇敌跟那个报仇的闭口无言呢。
It says, you have ordained strength that you may silence the enemy and the avenger.
也就是说，要跟主耶稣敌对的，跟这个王敌对的，最后都没话讲了。
And so, if you silence the foe and the avenger, then they have nothing to say.
当时候，其实大卫他是在写诗篇，他是被圣灵的感动所说的。他其实也应该是说，他还没有看到主耶稣的了。
In chapter 8 of Psalms, this was written by David, and David of course had not seen Jesus eye to eye.
但是在灵的感动里面，神就已经隐约的要他写出了这个受膏的君王弥赛亚的。
But through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, God gave him the wisdom to write.Such words talking about the Messiah.
而且这个弥赛亚是会遭受许多人的对抗啊，不愿意顺服的。
And the Messiah would instill opposition among the people to whom he was preaching.
但是却从这些人的手的那个抵挡当中，主耶稣你看他建立的能力，他得到荣耀。
But despite the opposition, Jesus was able to achieve victory and gain glory.
这些人他们当然不会去赞美耶稣的。
Of course, his opponents, his enemies would not praise him.
但是主就让这些婴孩，这些不懂的、谦卑的，最后他们看到了基督，他们赞美了神。
But instead, God ordained that the children and infants would be praising Jesus.
啊，所以谦卑的人哦，那像小孩子，他们反而得到神的这个恩典，认识耶稣。
It tells us that the humble today will receive the blessing of God.
好，那诗篇第八篇看回来。
Psalm chapter 8.
当时候大卫他其实看到的是神的荣耀。
What David saw was the glory of God.
那这个荣耀的赞美，对神的赞美是从婴孩跟稚嫩的口中发出来的。
Of course, the glory of God came forth from the lips of children and infants.
然后第三节他说，哎，我观看 你指头所造的天，你所成设的月亮星宿。
Verse 3, he continues, When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers.
这个就是神的创造。
And this is the creation of God.
啊，这个诸天述说神的荣耀，就是在这个天际之间所呈现的这些星体啊，其实神的能力，神的荣耀。
So when we behold the universe, the stars, the sun, the moons, the celestial bodies, these are the glory of God.
那他看到这个神的创造以后，他说：“哎，人算什么？你竟然顾念他？世人算什么？你竟顾念他？”
And so when David beheld the creation of God, he said, "What is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?" In verse 4.
好，那表示说他看到这个天体神的创造里面，他感受到这些是为我们人而预备的。
David realized that the creation had been prepared for mankind.
哦，就是你看这些天上的月亮星宿定节期，然后让我们知道这个节令时间，这就是神的作为。
The sun, the moon, the stars, their patterns and their paths in the universe, they set the seasons, they set the days and the nights, and these are all for the benefit of man.
我们今天你看冬天的时候下雪会寒冷，夏天的时候它会炎热，会下雨。神用这样的一个很自然的这种循环来养活我们世人。
In the winter, we have snow. In the summer, we have heat. And these are all the seasons by which human beings are able to mark time.
我们今天知识发达了，我们都知道，哦，这是为什么有这种现象。
And so now we understand how these things come to be.
那这个现象是一个事实，但是谁控制神让它这样子发生呢？
Of course, we understand the science behind it now, but the science was created and ruled and established by God.
是神他的安排，美妙的安排。
It is the great ordination of God.
让我们人可以他所创造的这个地上生活。
So human beings now live on this terrestrial planet.
那我们可以一起来赞美他。
And we can praise God together.
然后其实主是说他要让我们分享他的荣耀的。
Jesus wants us to understand His glory.
所以我们人是跟他的创造有关系的。
And so we human beings are His creation.
那更要用我们的口来颂赞他的荣耀了。
Because we are His creation, we must praise His praises.
好，所以这个人其实很尊贵啊。
So human beings truly are valuable.
大卫从观察神的创造里面，他看到人的尊贵性。
From examining the creation, David realized the position of human beings.
然后他第五节说：“你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。”
Verse 5, David declares, "You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor."
然后第六节到第八节说：“你派他管理你所造的，是万物，就是一切的牛羊、田里的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼。”凡经行海道的都伏在他的脚下。
And then he continues, "You made him ruler over the works of your hands, the flocks, the herds, the beasts of the fields, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, everything that swims in the ocean."
那就看到说，哎，今天神把人放在一个很尊贵很有荣耀的位置上面。
And so God has indeed put human beings in a very glorious position.
因为这些受造的，神都交给人来管理啊。
Because He has allowed mankind to rule over all the other creation.
就是在创世纪第一章神创造的时候他所安排的。
Now, this was in accordance with God's will as ordained in Genesis chapter 1.
这也是为什么说我们今天人是在神的创造这个荣耀的创造里面是有份的。
And that's why we have a part of the glory of God.
好，那这里的这个人，你看当时大卫想的就是一般的我们的世人而已啊。
Now, when David was considering humankind. He was talking about human beings, flesh and blood.
他就觉得说, 哇, 主啊, 你的这个作为, 奇妙,
So God, your creation is truly
为什么你今天给我们有这个恩典呢?
Why have you given us this blessing?
那我们其实人如果想一想, 其实也很微小, 甚至很软弱。
In truth, human beings are frail and very little compared to the universe.
人算什么?
What are we?
大卫他甚至到他自己是, 他说他被扫罗追杀的时候, 他说, 我就像一只跳蚤, 一踩就死了。
David said, well, I'm just like a little jumping insect. I could be squashed any second.
所以你看那个如果不是神保守他，他早就没命了。
Because if God had not protected my life, then I would have been long gone.
他很知道他自己的生命是很脆弱的。
He knew how frail his mortality was.
那我们人能够活多久？
How long can human beings live?
所以其实人微小算不得什么。
Human beings truly are nothing.
但是却能够有这个尊贵的身份，而且能够被赋予这么神圣的使命。
But we've been placed in such a high position of esteem and glory and honor.
那这个其实都不是我们人说去争取什么，是神白白给的。
This is nothing that human beings have earned on their own, but rather has been given to us freely by God.
他最后第九节，他在做一个结论说：“主啊。” 我们的主啊, 你的名和在全地何其美。
And that's why in verse 9, David once again proclaims, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic, how excellent is your name in all earth.
就是说这个创造是在你的名字底下。
Because this whole earth, the whole world, the whole universe is under the control of your name.
这个整个创造都在颂赞你的荣耀。
And the whole creation praises your praises.
好，这大卫的写的这一篇, 他这样子说, 人算什么, 你让我们人比天使小一点。
We're just a little bit lower than heavenly beings.
那天使我们都知道他是 有能力的, 在神面前是自立的嘛, 灵啊。
We know these angels, these heavenly beings have power.
他可以看到神的荣耀, 就是在神面前啊。
These angels serve before God. They see daily the majesty of God.
那可以去执行神的命令啊。
And they perform the willing, the will of God.
希伯来书说这个天使就是服役的灵。
Hebrews says that these angels are the servants, spirits of servants.
我们来看希伯来书第一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章。
Hebrews chapter 1.
他在, 其实在向我们世人介绍耶稣基督的。
This is introducing Jesus Christ to humanity.
耶稣他的名更美。
How Jesus' name is superior to all other names.
我们如果来看, 从
Let's start Hebrews 1 verse 1.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
Verse 1. In the past God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. 2. But in these last days he has spoken to us by his son whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe.
第三节说他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托出万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
Verse 3, the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
这个诸世界是借着耶稣基督造成的。
This whole universe was created through Jesus Christ.
他是神荣耀所发的光，就是神的荣耀彰显的。
He is the radiance of God's glory.
用他的全能托出万有。
And by all things, the world is sustained.
但是他又成为人, 成为肉身, 来洗净我们的罪。
But Jesus came in the flesh to suffer, to wash away our sins.
那最后他又从死里复活, 回到那个至大者, 天父真神的右边。
But then he resurrected from the dead, ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of God.
第四节说他承受的名比天使的名更尊贵, 就远超过天使。
And then in verse 4, he became superior to the angels, just as the name he inherited is superior to theirs.
这里这个儿子有一个名字。
Jesus had a name, the Son had a name.
就是有一个很尊贵的名。
And that name was precious.
好，那他其实接下去就要介绍耶稣了。
And so the writer Hebrews continues.
就是肉身的耶稣。
The fleshly Jesus.
他是何等的特殊。
how majesty he, majestic he is.
讲到第十四节，他要提到这个天使。
In verse 14, he refers once again to the angels.
天使不都是服役的灵吗？奉差遣为我们将要承受救恩的人效力吗？
In verse 14, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation?
我们看到这个神的创造，这个灵界的受造物，它是为了我们人来效力啊，服务啊。
Angels have been sent to help minister to human beings.
那所以现在它让我们看到我们人哈，其实虽然我们带着肉体，但是在神的眼中比天使尊贵。
And so even though we are flesh and blood,In the eyes of God, we are more precious than angels who have been sent to minister and serve us.
现在神真神他成为人。
Now God came to the world in human form.
跟我们今天世人都同样住在地上。
Just like you and me, we live in this world today.
然后经历在世上里面这一切的苦难。
And Jesus lived in the world just like you and me do today and suffered the travails of the world.
他其实就是要来拯救我们人类离开罪恶的。
He did this in order to...take us away from sin.
这个耶稣基督来传讲救恩。
Jesus came to preach salvation.
所以第二章希伯来书的第二章的第二节啊，第三节。
And so in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 2 and 3,
他强调耶稣基督的救恩很宝贵啊。
It says how precious and great the salvation of Christ is.
第三节说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎么能逃罪呢？这个救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见人给我们证实了。
Verse 3, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? The salvation which was first announced by the Lord was confirmed to us by those who heard him.
主耶稣来为我们成全这个救恩的。
Jesus came to fulfill salvation.
那他也告诉我们这个救恩，你看这当中我们人所要遵守的这些命令。
And he gave us his commandments that we must obey.
看第五节。
Verse 5.
我们所说将来的世界，神原来没有交给天使管辖。
Verse 5, it is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come about which we are speaking.
第六节，但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么，你竟顾念他？世人算什么，你竟眷顾他？
Verse 6, but there is a place where someone has testified. What is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?
第七节，你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你所造的都派他管理。
7. You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor. 8. And put everything under his feet.
好，那第八节说，叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既叫万物都伏他，就没有剩下一样不伏他的。只是如今我们还不见万物都伏他。
In verse 8, it says, In putting everything under him, God left nothing that is not subject to him. Yet at present, we do not see everything subject to him.
你看到这里，他继续就在讲。主耶稣基督的。
This is referring to Jesus Christ.
好，那我们看到他说经上某处写的，其实是诗篇第八篇的。
This of course refers back to Psalm chapter 8.
他在论耶稣基督。
Talking about Jesus Christ.
我们他从经文上，在诗篇里面的预言，有一个人比天使微小，但是最后。所有的荣耀冠冕都归在他身上。
From here and from Psalms 8, there was a person who was a little bit lower than the angels, but in the end surpassed the angels.
是因为他带着肉身，像我们人一样在世上的。
Because he was lower than angels, because he came to the world in flesh, just like a human being, like you and me.
天使没有这个肉体的。
Angels have no flesh and blood.
他可以飞的，他可以。他不会受时空的限制啊。
They are not constrained by...time and space,
但是我们人就会受限制。
But human beings are constrained by time and space.
今天只要带着肉体，很多时候我们会觉得很无奈，因为你就是被限制在一个空间里面。
If we are flesh and blood, and we are, then we are constrained in, to where we are.
有时候我们都常常希望说，我一个分身，我可以在这里，同时在别的地方。
Sometimes we would love to be in two places at once.
如果今天很忙碌的时候，哇，最好有两个，可以同时出现。
And sometimes when we have a very busy schedule, we may think, "Oh, it'd be great if I could split myself into two people and we could do two things at once."
没有办法，你就是肉体就是这样子啊。
But human beings, we are, and so we cannot do that.
哦，所以今天主耶稣，你看他天上的神，他进入在这个肉体进到人间里面了，他就是受到这个肉体的限制的。
So Jesus Christ came from the heaven. To be a human being constrained by time and space.
但其实 他是一切万有的主宰啊。
But in reality, he is the master and commander of the whole universe.
所以我们看到主在世上的时候，你看他行神迹啊，那个连风海都听他，众人都惊奇啊。
So in the world, Jesus commanded the wind and the sea, and everyone was amazed because he could do that.
这是空前绝后的，以前没有这样过，以后也不会有。
Because in the past, no one could do such a thing, and in the future, no one could compare to him either.
过去的先知，像以利亚先知那么有能力，他顶多只能够叫天降火来烧祭物啊。
Elijah, the great prophet, could only call upon God to send fire down from heaven.
他对这个自然界的这些变化，他是无能为力的。
He could not transform things on his own power.
但是主耶稣却是可以的。
But Jesus could.
所以当主耶稣出现在世人面前，他行了这些神迹奇事的时候，众人真的是目瞪口呆。
So when Jesus came to the world and performed these miracles and wonders, all the people were amazed.
风和海竟然都听他的话。
Even the wind and the sea listened to him.
当然，因为他是主宰，他就是他说的话就算的。
Of course, because God is Jesus is God, Jesus the Creator.
要他用他的能力去彰显出他的本质是什么。
And Jesus used his power to display his status in the world.
当代那些谦卑的人，他们看得清楚，但是那个很有知识、很有权柄的这些祭司们却否认耶稣。
The people who were humble saw this and believed. Yet the people who were not humble, the chief priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, they refused to believe.
主耶稣来地上是要做什么
？What did Jesus come to the world to do?
第九节说
，Verse nine，
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
Verse 9, Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.
耶稣他其实他成为肉身，按那个保罗他对福音的了解，他认为这个就是末后的亚当。
Paul understood that Jesus came to the world as the second Adam.
第一个亚当犯罪了，叫人死。
The first Adam committed sin and therefore brought sin and death into the world.
所以我们今天成为亚当的后代，我们都在罪里面出生，我们最后的结局都是死亡，因为罪的缘故。
So as Adam's descendants, we are all born into sin, and then our ultimate destination is death.
你看《创世纪》第一章，神造人的第一个人的时候，神赋给人有这个管理他所造的万物的这个权柄。当时是给亚当的。
In Genesis chapter 1, God gave the first human being, Adam, all authority over the creation.
但是可惜啊，亚当犯罪啊。
But Adam sinned.
然后接下来人就亏去了神的荣耀，人就失去了这个尊贵的形象，这个尊贵的那个权柄能力去管理，去参与神的这个伟大的创造。
And because Adam sinned, all humanity lost the power and authority to care for the creation.
那反而是什么？反而是在罪里面出生的这些世人，亚当的后代，因为这样子忤逆他，然后去让他生气，让他觉得很失望、很忧伤。你说人实在是很没有良心呢、啊。
And so Jesus, one of the descendants of Adam, came and saw how sin had corrupted the world.
就是说，亚当的后代啊，进入这个罪进入了世界以后。人何等的让神伤心呢
？Because once sin came into the world through Adam, all of Adam's descendants continued to sin and made God despair.
所以，如果用创造来看，最后你看第七节他讲的那个人哈，是人算什么？你竟然顾念他，就是让他可以能够管理神所造的。其实一开始是讲亚当啊。
And so that's why it says, "What is man that you're mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?" Of course, the first man is Adam.
但是后来你看这些人在罪里面灭亡哈，神不忍心啊。
And so human beings, because of their sin, they fell down, and God was very disappointed.
所以出于爱，神他亲自成为人带着肉身。进入我们当中来拯救我们。
It's only through the love of God that He decided to come into the world as a human being, to save us all.
所以接下去第二个亚当出现就是耶稣基督的。
So the second Adam came, who is Jesus Christ.
现在要记得他，我们可以得生命了。
And through Jesus Christ, we can have eternal life.
这是在整个福音的架构里面，我所看到神奇妙的安排。
And this is the miraculous will of God, through the four gospels.
现在要借着耶稣基督而得被称义。
Through Jesus Christ, we can have life, and we can be deemed righteous.
所以接下去，主耶稣他出现在我们人间。
Jesus came to the world to live among us.
他来是他受苦，受死的苦。
He lived here to suffer death.
但是最后他得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
But later he was crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death.
那叫他因着神的恩为人人尝死味啊。
Because God ordained that he should taste death on everyone's behalf.
所以主耶稣他来，他为我们钉十字架，他受这个罪的刑罚。
Jesus came and tasted death, so that we might not have to taste death.
他这个尊贵荣耀，事实上是因为受苦而得到。
He gained glory and honor because he suffered death.
所以主耶稣他来为我们受苦，他最后得到所有的权柄，他也得到尊贵的名。
So even though Jesus suffered death, at the end he triumphed and gained glory and honor.
腓立比书第二章说。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第八节说他现在成为人的样子，自己卑微自己，顺服到死在十字架上。
Chapter 2 verse 8 says that Christ was found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself, became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
第九节，所以他神就将他升为至高了，赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
And then verse 9, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
第十节说，叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
然后十一节说：“无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归给父神。”
11. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
他最后得到所有的权柄啊，最尊贵的名，是因为先甘愿受苦。
Jesus became the greatest name in heaven and earth because he was willing to suffer death.
他的受苦最后是为我们尝死味，就是他离弃，他尝到了被神离弃的滋味。
He suffered death for our sake and even tasted the agony of God forsaking him.
就这个就是死亡啊。
This is true death when God forsakes you.
就是说离弃了神的面。
If you have been cast away from the presence of God, then that is true death.
神的脸光不再看着。
The face of God no longer shines on your behalf.
主耶稣为我们尝死味。
Jesus suffered this type of
agony. 那我们人就不需要再去尝死味了。
And because he did this, we don't have to suffer.
那所以你现在看回来，希伯来书二章的第十节。
Turning back to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多儿子进荣耀里去。使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合一的。
Verse 10, and bring many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering.
我们看到，你看主他本来就是万物的创造者，但是他现在为了要领我们进荣耀里去，他甘愿受苦。而且 是成为完全的。
Jesus, of course, is God, the creator of the universe, but he was willing to die for our sake.
哦，所以人算什么？他第六节就引诗篇这句话说：“人算什么？”
And so in verse 6, it reminds us of Psalm chapter 8. What is man that you're mindful of?
但现在耶稣基督，你看他因苦难得完全了。
Jesus, through suffering, became glorified.
要领我们进他荣耀里面去了。
He wanted to bring us to his glory as well.
好了，我们今天如果对主耶稣的这个救恩有认识，我们对主耶稣的爱有感动，我们接下去一定会很尊重他的。
And so if we have tasted the love of Christ, then we will fear him and obey him and honor him.
我们不会把耶稣基督当作可耻的。
We would never cast Jesus aside.
你现在看第十一节。
Verse 11.
他说，因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻。
Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family, so Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers.
主耶稣基督他是那个叫人成圣的，今天我们是因着他也可以被成圣的。
Jesus calls us to be holy, and because of that, we are holy just as he is holy.
他现在救我们能够进入他里面跟他合一的。
He calls us to be one with him.
就好像本来是一 一的现在因为罪的缘故分开，现在把它召聚在一起。
A man was separated from God because of man's sin, but now we are reunited to God through the blood of Jesus Christ.
他是长子，就是他是初熟的果子，他就是那个模范了。
Is the first fruits, the firstborn of God, and he is the one who saves us.
他现在要称我们做他的弟兄。
He wants to call us to be his brethren.
他说不以为耻的，就是说他承认我们的。
And he's not ashamed of us.
第十二节说。
Verse 12.
我要将你的名传给我的弟兄，在会中我要称颂你，颂扬你。
Verse 12, he says, I will declare your name to my brothers in the presence of the congregation. I will sing your praises.
你看到最后，主耶稣这个名呢，我们愿意传扬、颂赞。
Jesus' name, this is a name we are willing to proclaim.
第十三节又说，我要倚靠他。
Verse 13, and again, I will put my trust in him.
好，然后接下去说，看哪，我以神所给我的儿女。
And again, he says, here am I, and the children God has given me.
你就看到希伯来书他。从救恩的角度去看到诗篇第八篇里面的、啊、这个、啊、基督 的 救赎
so here in Hebrews the writer refers back to Psalms chapter 8 talking about Jesus
大卫他在圣灵感动底下他隐隐约约的看到主耶稣基督他所要、啊、成全的救恩
David many hundreds of years before Christ could see that Jesus Christ would come in messianic glory
所以这里的这个名其实在当时候救恩的时候似乎是隐藏的不知道说这个名到底是什么
And so in the Old Testament was this name hidden a name that they could not divine
你看那个时代在摩西那个时代他何等的想要知道神的名呢
In Moses' time Moses really wanted to know the name of God
他问神说如果那个以色列人问我说你叫什么名字我要怎么说
So Moses asked God If the Israelites asked me who sent meme. Who's this God? What is your name?
What should I say? 有跟他说名字吗？没有，他说 我就是我是啊。
God said, well, tell them I am sent you.
所以就是那个名字似乎就是，哎，时间还没有到，就不让摩西知道了。
And God did not want to reveal his name yet, and so refused to tell Moses.
我们再看到旧约里面的这预言哈，有些这个奥秘就是时间到了才会显明，时间不到，你再怎么求都求不到。
You see, the Old Testament prophecies, they come true when God wills it to come true.
那我们今天、啊、活在这个世代里面，你看旧约圣经里面的预言，新约里面的应验、啊、今天我们都感受到，我们都了解，我们也一定要的表现要跟他们很不一样才行。
And now during our lifetime, we see all these Old Testament prophecies, these New Testament prophecies coming true into fulfillment so we can understand them.
我们现在在圣灵的这个亮光底下，我们看到第八篇的诗篇，他在讲这个最后都要服他是什么意思啊
？And so here and now we can understand what Psalms chapter 8 means.
那这个名字又是什么呢
？What is this name？
这个名字是很美的。
This name is beautiful.
我们从希伯来书已经看得很清楚，这个就是耶稣。
Psalms 8 clearly talks about Jesus Christ.
他就是那个天地的主宰。
He is the creator and master.
是独一的真神。
He is the one true God.
是我们世人唯一的救主。
He is our only savior.
独一的真神，他却愿意来到人间，来替我们死，来拯救我们。
The one true God was willing to come in fleshly form to be our savior.
那他现在要把他的名字赐给我们。
Now he gives us his name.
赐给我们做什么
？Why does he give us his name?
把他的名字赐给我们，来做，来成为我们的帮助啊。
He gives us his name to help us.
他这个名字让我们可以来赞美他，来将所有的荣耀归给他的。
Because through his name we can give him praise and honor.
我们现在来看这个名字哈，当时候那个在诗篇里面，他们认为说这个名字应该要做什么
？We can see in Psalms chapter 8 what we should do with the name of Jesus.
我们看第九篇。
Chapter 9.
第九篇。
Psalms chapter 9.
第二节说。
Verse 2.
因为这是连下来大卫的诗篇，我要因你欢喜快乐，至高者啊，我要歌颂你的名。
This is also the Psalm of David, verse 2. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High.
第八篇他特别强调说，神的名啊，你的名何等的美啊。
Chapter 8 says how majestic, how excellent is your name.
就是它是最尊贵的。
The highest respect.
因为所有的这个创造都是在神的这个名字底下。
Because all of creation resides under the name of God.
因为是属他的嘛。
Because it belongs to him.
那现在他说这个名字是应当被称颂的。
And so here in verse 2 of chapter 9, it says your name should be praised.
作诗人说我要歌颂你的名。
I will sing praise.
所以今天你看我们如果越认识主的人，我们 为对主 越敬畏，我们绝对 不敢轻慢神的。
And the more we esteem God, then the more we will fear Him and obey Him.
在第十八篇诗篇第十八篇一样，他说我要称颂神的名。
Psalms 18 also says, "I will praise the name of God."
诗篇十八篇的十八篇，我们来看第四十九节。
Verse 49.
第四十九节，主啊，我因此我要在外邦中称谢你，歌颂你的名。
Psalms 18:49 reads, "Therefore I will praise you among the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to your name."
这个包括在这个神的选民当中，还要把这个名字传扬到外邦去的。
Because we will praise the name of Jesus to all the nations.
让所有的外邦人都知道，一起来称颂、来敬拜这位独一的神。
So that all the peoples of the world, Jew and Gentile alike, will praise the name of Jesus.
那其实这个神就是在全地做王掌权的。
And of course, this name of Jesus, He is the King.
所以我们今天呢，我们要为什么说我们要去传扬福音？其实到最后，期待所有人都会承认耶稣基督就是这个独一的真神。
And this is the reason we preach the gospel today is so that all the peoples of the world can recognize that Jesus is the King.
这是我们应该要做的，但是他们要不要接受，这个就不是我们能够控制的。
This is our job is to preach, and whether or not they accept the gospel, that's up to them.
但是我们需要把这个名把它尊崇。
But we need to praise the name of Jesus.
所以在我们的生命当中，我们愿意我们会很谨慎的用主的名来歌颂赞美他的。
And so in our daily life, we must praise and sing the name of Jesus.
看诗篇二十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 25.
二十五篇。
Psalms 25.
这个名字它来用来赦免我们的罪啊。
The name of Jesus washes away our sins.
好，那个当时候主的名字，我们看第十一节。
Verse 11.
第十一节
Verse 11,
主啊，求你因你的名赦免我的罪，因为我的罪重大。
Verse 11, for the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great.
这基本上是一个预言呢。
This is a prophecy.
以前他们如果要赦免罪被赦免，他要献祭啊，他要牵牛羊到圣殿里面去，请祭司宰杀，然后献祭洒血啊。
Because in the Old Testament times, in order to get rid of sin, one must approach the priest, and the priest must offer the blood of animals to sacrifice.
在旧约时代，不会说你遵从他的名之后，然后你的罪就赦免，你就不用献祭，没有那回事啊。
Because in the Old Testament, there was no such practice that you pray to the name of Jesus and then your sins are forgiven.
罪要得赦，要照律法的规矩来啊。
The only way human beings could make atonement for sin was to follow the Old Testament commandments.
但是大卫其实已经在圣灵的感动底下。他说：“主啊，你因为你的名可以赦免我的罪啊。”
But here in Psalms 25, verse 11, David was inspired by God and said, "For the sake of your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity."
我的罪重大
，because it is great.
我的罪如果重大，我人所犯的罪，动物的血，那个牛羊的血，如何来为我承担呢
？Because how can the blood of animals wash away my great iniquity?
其实就已经在预告将来一个独一的尊贵的名。是可以让我们借着罪得赦免的。
This was already foretelling that in the future there would be one great name which would wash away the sins of mankind.
所以你看旧约的时代，诫命第三条就特别在提醒我们说，你不可以妄称神的名。
And that's why the third commandment says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord God in vain."
也就是说，我们要尊重神，那他的名当然要谨慎啊，不可以乱用啊。
And so when we use the name of God, we should not take it in vain.
今天我们在圣灵的感动底下，我们已经可以很清楚的看到这个名指的就是耶稣。
Now through the movement of the Holy Spirit, we clearly know the name of God is Jesus.
这个名是今天我们唯一可以靠着得救的。
And this is the only name by which mankind can be saved.
是我们可以当危险临到的时候，我们呼喊可以得帮助的。
This is the name that we cry out to when we're in danger, and He will save us.
你看《使徒行传》第四章，当时候使徒传福音的时候，彼得这样宣告。
Acts chapter four.
是彼得在《使徒行传》第四章。
Acts chapter four, Peter.
第十二节。
In verse 12.
除他以外别无拯救，天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救的。
Peter declares in verse 12, salvation is found in no one else, but there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
我们今天罪要赦免，要接受耶稣的宝血赦罪，要洗礼。
If we want to have our sins forgiven, then we must accept Jesus Christ into our lives and be washed in the baptism for the remission of sins.
要洗礼，要奉耶稣的名。
And baptism must be performed in the name of Jesus Christ.
彼得他在圣灵感动，他马上想起来了，这个父子圣灵的名就是耶稣了。
Here in chapter 4, Peter realized the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, that name is Jesus.
所以使徒行传二章的三十八节，他对众人宣告，你要让你的罪得赦免，要得救，就是要奉耶稣的名受洗，使你的罪得赦。
And that's why in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter said, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
神，主耶稣选召保罗的时候，
when God called Paul to believe in him,
我们如果看一样，使徒行传第二十二章，
Acts chapter 22,
使徒行传二十二章，
Acts chapter 22,
那个保罗当时代，你看托也没有受洗，亚拿尼亚跟他说，现在你为什么单言呢？起来求告他的名受洗，洗净你的罪。
In Acts 22, Ananias came to him and said, well, you receive your sight, now you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus.
第十六节，你为什么单言？
Verse 16, he says, what are you waiting for?
起来求告他的名，耶稣的名。
Get up, be baptized, call on his name.
然后洗净你的罪。
And then your sins...
所以今天主的这个名，耶稣的这个名，在他名字底下，我们的罪可以被赦免了。
So through the name of Jesus, our sins can be washed away.
我们就看到今天主耶稣这个恩典哈，在旧约时代就已经预言的准备的非常完整。
So the name of Jesus was already prepared for us in the Old Testament.
当时间到的时候哈，这个救恩的这个轮廓就越来越清晰了。
And Salvation became clearer and clearer as the days progressed.
那我们今天，在主的救赎底下，发现说我们人本来算不得什么，我们是真的是很软弱的。
But we as human beings need to recognize our frailty and our worthlessness.
但是主却很珍惜我们。
Nonetheless, God really loves us and cherishes us.
他特地来拯救。
He purposely came to save us.
他又让我们世人哈，他将他的名字显明给我们知道。
So he revealed his name to us.
他的名字是这么宝贵啊。
And this is such a precious name.
所以我们绝对不会去滥用他的。
So we must not take his name in vain.
这个美的名字，它其实你看这么美，这么尊贵，其实是我们应该歌颂的，我们也应该好好的。来从他得力量的。
And so from the name of Jesus, we need to praise him, and we need to gain strength and power from that name.
所以我们在看到圣经里面一直提到，特别保罗的书信里面提到说，我们要做什么事要奉主耶稣的名。
And so Paul repeats throughout his letters that we must do and work for God in the name of Jesus Christ.
在哥罗西书的第三章的第十七节说，
Colossians chapter 3 verse 17 says,
无论做什么事情，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
In Colossians 3 verse 17, it says, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
这个就是这个特殊的名字啊。所以我们做什么事情奉耶稣的名，
Everything must be done in the name of Jesus.
这个能力就显出来了。
And then we will have power.
主耶稣记录这个样的应许恩典我们今天很多弟兄姐妹都感受到体验过的。
Many of us brothers and sisters have already experienced the power of the name of Jesus.
我们今天读诗篇的时候，你会发现许多有关于弥赛亚的预言。
When we read Psalms, we will see many prophecies regarding the Messiah.
那我们现在在，因为我们已经有领受圣灵，在新约主耶稣基督恩典底下，再回过来看的时候，你会看到他所讲的都是在讲救恩了。
And when we read the New Testament, we'll see many times it's referring to the Old Testament.
我们现在再看回来第八篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms chapter.
主耶稣基督他现在成全救恩，对不对
？Psalms chapter 8, Jesus.Has brought us
所有的权柄都归给他了。
And all power and authority has been given to him.
第八篇的第六节说，
8:6.
你派他管理你所所造的。
And you made him ruler over the works of your hands.
使万物哦，就是一切牛羊、田野的兽、空中鸟、海里的鱼，凡行经海道的，都伏在他的脚下。
And everything's been put under his feet: all flocks and herds, the beasts of the fields, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, all that swim in the paths of the seas.
我们现在如果对照希伯来书第二章我们读过的，现在这个比天使微小一点，指的就是耶稣基督的。
And so here, if we compare Psalms 8 with Hebrews 2, we realize that that person that has been made a little lower than the angels is Jesus Christ.
那表示说，现在主耶稣基督所传的这个福音，一定会带来改变的。
And because the gospel that Jesus preaches will bring about change.
最后这个万物啊，所以他说，你所所造的。你所所造的使万物就是这些，接下去他讲这个牛羊嘛，兽鸟鱼受造物。
And so because of this change, he will become ruler over the works of everything.
我们看说这个牛羊是可以献祭的洁净的动物吗？
Of course, we're talking about the beasts of the fields, the cows and the animals that have been sacrificed.
就好像今天我们今天数数你看当时候亚伯兰的后代亚伯兰的子孙他们都是在这个约里面有份的称为洁净的人
had a portion with God being part of the covenant with God.
主耶稣来了你看他救恩先去给犹太人
and so when Jesus came he preached first to the Jews.
那接下来呢这个救恩就临到外邦去了
but then the gospel of salvation was preached to the Gentiles.
你看接下去 主的这个福音要让田野的兽来伏在他脚下。
And then this gospel of salvation will put everything under his feet.
你看我们今天人哦，如果没有神哦，有时候像野兽一样，很野啊。
A human being does not have God, then the human being sometimes behaves like a beast of the field.
哦，有时候那个恶哦，比禽兽还不如啊。
And sometimes when sin consumes an individual, that individual behaves worse than the beasts of the field.
但是耶稣来了，他要改变啊。
But Jesus brings about change.
让这个本来野兽，这个像牛、狮子、老虎这个猛兽，最后都改变成为顺服了。
Jesus can change and transform a person who behaves like a beast into someone who is precious.
好，你看接下去空中的鸟，
the birds of the air.
哦，空中的鸟，海里的鱼呀、啊，
and the fish of the sea.
好，就好像你看今天我们啊。如果是、这个世界、世界像这个海一样、
just like the
世界像一个海呀、
sometimes the world is likened to a great ocean、
那我们今天、你看主耶稣基督、他来、撒网把这个世界里面这些世人、把他召聚过来、让他们能够顺服耶稣基督的福音
and Jesus when he came to the world he came to be a fisher of men casting a great netto catch all the different fish of the sea.
那个空中的鸟，你看这个哇，很高超的，好像很有文化水平的。哎，不管是有文化的、有知识的，或者是那些卑微的，哎，最后都愿意臣服在耶稣基督的救恩底下的。
The birds of the air they soar above the world, and they're the high and mighty and the esteemed people of the world, but all of them wind up being subject to Jesus.
我们今天有时候，你看，如果是世界这个苦海、我们如果像海中的鱼、有时候也是在最终时刻 在世界里面享受、我们觉得很好像也很自然。
And sometimes if we're just swimming in the ocean, following the currents of the world, seems like that's the natural thing to do without God.
好，那个行经海道了，你看在海里面、你看按了这个潮流、这个在生活的人呢、啊。
And you just look at the people of the world.
好，最后这一些都要伏在耶稣基督的脚下。
All these will be gathered under the feet of Jesus.
这个就是主耶稣基督，他现在传福音、他这个福音借着我们要把它撒出去，让所有的属神的百姓最后都归服到他的名下来。
And so our job today is to preach the gospel, to sow the seeds, so that all of creation can wind up being put under Jesus' feet.
让这个今天这个神的国度里面又重新回到像伊甸园那时候一样的。
And so that the world can once again become the kingdom of God, just like during the creation when the Garden of Eden was.
就像在伊甸园里面啊，你看万物都和谐啊，然后都服在这个亚当的手下。
Now in Garden Eden, everything was put under the control of Adam.
现在主耶稣来了。
Now Jesus comes.
他得到这个权柄。
He received authority.
是因为他愿意受苦。
Because he was willing to suffer.
替我们人死了。
To die.
然后之后，他就借着这个福音，要让所有这些像野兽、像这个空中飞鸟、海里的鱼，最后都服在他脚下。
And now that he has resurrected, ascended, everything will be put under his feet.
那我们啊，最后就看到，其实主啊，最后要胜过的，就是包括死亡都要臣服在他脚下。
And then he will triumph over death.
啊，所以啊，我们看到啊，万物服在耶稣基督脚下啊，包括这个死亡，最后也要臣服。
So all of creation has been put under his feet, including death.
我们看一下哥林多前书第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
哥林多前书十五章二十七节。
1 Corinthians 15, verse 27.
因为经上二十六节，尽末了所要毁的、毁灭的仇敌就是死。二十七节，因为经上说，神叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既说万物都伏了他，明显那叫万物伏他的不在其内的。
26, the last enemy to be destroyed is death. 27, for he has put everything under his feet. Now, when it says that everything has been put under him, it is clear that this does not include God himself, who put everything under Christ.
二十八节，万物既服了他，那时子也要自己服在，自己服那叫万物服他的，叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
28, when he has done this, then the Son himself will be made subject to him who put everything under him, so that God may be all in all.
这一段圣经其实到最后在讲主耶稣基督要叫我们人复活的。
And so here it says that Jesus will resurrect.
最后。万物，包括这个死亡，都要伏在他脚下。
And so, death will also be subject to him.
主最后是得胜的。
And Jesus will be victorious.
耶稣基督的名字何其美。
The name of Jesus is truly magnificent, truly excellent.
感谢主，我们今天都能够在他的名字底下得到这个救赎。
Thank God that today we can receive salvation through His name.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
444首。
444.